Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, February 25th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll begin in the NBA, where the two worst teams in the association hooked up last night, and the Milwaukee Bucks routed the 76ers in Philadelphia 130-110, a season high in points for the Bucks. They shot 57% from the floor, 60% from beyond the arc. Head coach Larry Drew says getting win number 11, didn't think it was going to be that easy against a team that has now dropped 11 in a row.
We've watched this team play, you know, over the last couple of weeks, and they compete. You know, they get after you. They got a bunch of scrappy guys, but it's, you know, in our situation, it's good to get a win anywhere we can get it. And I'm happy our guys came out and matched their energy and matched their intensity tonight.
O.J. Mayo led the way with 25. Ersan Ilyasova with 20. Newly reacquired guard Ramon Sessions had 16. Thaddeus Young led the 76ers with 28. But Michael Carter-Williams and company are now only 4 games in front of the Bucks for the basement in the association.
It can get deflating, but, you know, we got to stick together as a team. You know, we still have a team. We're still the Philadelphia 76ers. We still have something to play for, you know, our pride and for our city. And I think we need to just get together and keep playing. You know, there's always a tomorrow until the season's over. So we got to keep playing and keep plugging.
Golden State Warriors have been plugging along. They won their 4th in a row. They beat Detroit 104-96. The LA Clippers get 24 from Jamal Crawford and beating the New Orleans Pelicans 123-110. Dallas Mavericks beat the New York Knicks 110-108 despite 44 from Carmelo Anthony. Dirk Nowitzki fired a shot over Melo at the buzzer for the win, although Nowitzki says this isn't going to make my personal highlight reel.
Yeah, once it went up, I figured I had a chance, but I wasn't quite sure if it was going. And then actually went in. I didn't even feel like celebrating. It was so ugly. I kind of turned around. I saw the bench running at me, and I was kind of like, I was a little disappointed. But like I said, we'll take the win and move on.
Utah Jazz beat the Boston Celtics 110-98. Alec Burks with 21. College ball, number 5, Syracuse, bouncing back from their loss to Duke on the weekend, beat Maryland barely 57-55. Number 6, Kansas over Oklahoma 83-75. Florida, the new number 1 in the Associated Press and the coaches' polls. They are red hot, have won 20 in a row. But Wichita State is ranked 2nd, and they're 29-0, trying to make it 30 tonight at Bradley. The Wisconsin Badgers have climbed up to number 14 in both polls. They'll be hosting the Indiana Hoosiers at the Kohl Center on Tuesday night. Badgers have been playing well of late. Guard Josh Gosser, though, says we cannot get complacent like we may have after the 16-0 start to the season.
He's got to understand that we don't have much time left together. So, you know, back in a losing streak, you know, it was early in the season. It was, you know, we were 16-0. We were feeling pretty good about ourselves. It's easy just to go out there and play and you know, kind of be like that. But now we just got to really focus each possession night in and night out to come out with wins.
Green Bay Phoenix for the first time this year receiving votes in both the AP and the coaches poll. The Horizon League champs return to the floor Thursday night at Oakland University. Women's college basketball, the All-Northern Athletic Conference teams were announced, and Lakeland's Leah Eisner named second team All-NAC and Kayla Clark named the All-Freshman team. And high school basketball, the boys' state high school tournament tips off on Tuesday night. Not everyone in action, but by Friday, regional play will begin in all 5 divisions. Travis Wilson of Wisports.net says a Northeast Wisconsin sectional in Division II is loaded. 5 of the 8 teams in the regional have been ranked in the top 10 at some point.
5 of the top 10 in one sectional, and the number 6 seed in that sectional is Xavier. We talked about it last year, too. That grouping was incredibly strong. And this year is no different. You know, Seymour, I think a lot of people pegged as a favorite in D2 at the start of the year. They had the one loss earlier in the season, but have come back very strong. You know, West Appear is going to be right there as well. Ashwaubenon has looked very good. It's just a tough, tough regional.
And don't forget Pulaski, which fell out of the top 10 this week, but they got through that sectional and went all the way to the state championship in Division II. Germantown, Whitefish Bay, Dominican, each seeking a three-peat as the boys' state tournament gets underway Tuesday night. National Hockey League returns off the Olympic Games break, but only one game on the schedule, Carolina, is at Buffalo. In baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers continue working out in Maryvale, Arizona, with a new look outfield. Ryan Braun is moving over to right field to allow Chris Davis to step in and left field.
I'm excited. You know, these guys, there's some energy in that clubhouse, and I definitely feel something coming.
And manager Ron Hrenicke anxious to see Davis as a full-time outfielder.
I'm curious to see if he if I feel the same about him as I saw during the season last year. I really saw a good defender last year.
Was that surprising?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I didn't think he was bad, but I saw a good defender.
Brewers open Cactus League play on Thursday against the Oakland A's. The Texas Rangers will hang on to their manager, who's taken his team to the World Series twice in the last 4 years, extending the contract of Ron Washington through 2015. And Major League Baseball putting an experimental rule in place banning most home plate collisions. The rule will prevent a runner from deviating down the base paths to take a direct line to the plate in order to initiate contact with the catcher. That will be reviewed after the 2014 season. And the National Football League Scouting Combine is wrapping up Tuesday in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. Green Bay Packers general manager Ted Thompson has been looking over the 300 or so top college prospects and says it's kind of hard to say how this draft class might stack up.
It's hard for me to rate drafts because you get so focused on the now, and it's hard for me to look back and say, yeah, this is that. I don't think we'll know about how deep or strong a draft is for a number of years down the road. I think that always has to sort itself out, but certainly we're excited to maybe be able to add some players to our team.
Defensive backs will be the final position group working out on Tuesday. Thompson says, you know, combines are fine, but really game film is what counts the most.
The drills here and the drills at pro days across the country are part of the evaluation process, but the way they play the game and the body of work they've done already is probably more important.
And football inside, the Indoor Football League season opener for the Green Bay Blizzard on the road against the expansion Bemidji Axemen in Minnesota. Blizzard fall 40-36. They'll take week two off and play at Cedar Rapids on March 8th. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.